This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Afreilichen Tu B'Shvat. Everyone, thanks everyone for joining us tonight. We have a very beautiful array of peiros. May the Ribbono Shel be mevarech all the peiros that, like we were mespala from the Ben Ishchai, that we should be zoicha to have an esroig noah and yayin noah. So, I just want to share with you an idea. We know the Magen Avram says that the minog of the Ashkenazim is to be marbe b'peiros. So, what's the sinya of being marbe b'peiros? Especially some have a custom to have an esroig. These esroigim are many years old already. But what's this idea of eating peiros on Tu B'Shvat? So, the Sfarim tell us on Tu B'Shvat, the sap rises in the tree, and therefore this is the appropriate time to masake in the chet of Adam Arishan, who ate from the Eitz Hadas. Now, when Hashem asked Adam, you ate from the Eitz Hadas? Adam said, ve'achalti, he didn't say ve'achalti, ve'oichal. Not only I ate, but I will eat again. Achalti ve'oichal, I ate, and I'm going to eat again. What's Adam Arishan doing? Adam Arishan is telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that not only did he eat, he would do it again. Not only did he have the audacity to eat from the Eitz Hadas, is he actually saying that he would eat from the Eitz Hadas again? Is it bad enough he did it the first time? Is he committing to do it again? So the Kloisenberg Rebbe deals with a very interesting question. We know that a person's not allowed to make a bracha she'ena tzricha. In other words, if you made a bracha on an orange and you want to take another bite, you're not allowed to make a bracha again. And the question is, why not? There's a big question in halacha, why not? We know that when you praise Hashem in piyutim and so forth, you mention Hashem's name again and again and again. There's nothing wrong with constantly praising Hashem. So why can't you make a bracha on every single bite of food that you eat? The answer is, says the Kloisenberg Rebbe, this is a question that's addressed by many Sfarim, the Shulchan HaTahar, the Kamarna, he asks this question, namely, what's wrong with constantly praising Hashem? So he says, once the Rabbanon legislated a bracha on a food, part of that legislation is you could only make it under those circumstances and you can't make it under other circumstances. That's the reason why if you eat illicit food, food that you stole or food that's not kosher, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Why not? I'm praising Hashem. The answer is, once the Chachamim legislated a bracha should be made under certain circumstances, that bracha may only be made under those circumstances. Says the Kloisenberg Rebbe, and this is a little bit unclear, he says, when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was a shoigeg. He had a cheshben why he needed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But did he make a bracha on the Eitz Hadas? Mimanavshach. If he didn't make a bracha, we know, anyone who doesn't make a bracha is like he's mayal behektish and he's chayiv misa. So what, he did make a bracha, but he wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and you're not allowed to make a bracha on something you're not allowed to eat. That's why Hashem said, the day you eat from the Eitz Hadas, mois tamos, you'll die twice. One for eating it, and one for making a bracha on food you're not allowed to eat. But Adam Rishon had a chap. He said, the fruit I already have a rationalization why I'm allowed to eat the esrog. What about the bracha shein tzricha? The bracha shein tzricha, I'll eat another fruit with it. Don't say, oh, I'm not allowed to make a bracha on the Eitz Hadas. You're right, if I would only be eating from the Eitz Hadas, I won't be allowed to make the bracha on the Eitz Hadas. But if I eat another fruit with it, so then the bracha that I shouldn't be making on the Eitz Hadas will go on the other fruit. So Adam HaRishon told God, don't worry, I ate the Eitz Hadas, but I'll eat again, I'm going to eat another fruit with it. So that will take care of the problem that I'm making a bracha for naught, because the extra bracha won't be going on the Eitz Hadas, it'll be going on the additional fruit. So Adam Rishon, so to speak, wiggled out of the problem of making a bracha shein tzricha by eating an additional fruit. That was his kavana when he told God, not only did I eat it, I'll eat again. Eat again means I'll eat another fruit with it, and that will take care of the problem of a bracha shein tzricha. Therefore, on the night of Tu B'Shvat, we don't just eat one fruit in esrog, we eat an esrog and another fruit to show how Adam Rishon was got out of the issue of bracha she'ena tzricha on eating from the Eitz Hadas. So, on this occasion, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevarech not only the peiros, but all of the mishpachas of Klal Yisrael, that they have peiros and peiros that are mesukim, and sweetness, and bounty, Lanu ulcha Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.